So can I. So every bondman in his own hand bears the power to cancel his captivity.
And why should Caesar be a tyrant then? Poor man. I know he would not be a wolf, but that he sees the Romans are but sheep. He were no lion were not the Romans' hinds. Those that with haste will make a mighty fire begin it with weak straws. What trash is Rome, what rubbish, and what offal, when it serves for the base matter to illuminate so vile a thing as Caesar? But, O grief, where hast thou led me? I perhaps speak this before a willing bondman. Then I know my answer must be made. But I am armed, and dangers are to me indifferent.
You speak to Casca, and to such a man that is no fleering telltale. Hold my hand, be factious, for redress of all these griefs, and I will set this foot of mine as far as who goes farthest.
They clasp hands.
There's a bargain made. Now know you, Casca, I have moved already some certain of the noblest-minded Romans to undergo with me an enterprise of honorable, dangerous consequence. And I do know, by this, they stay for me in Pompey's porch, for now this fearful night there is no stir or walking in the streets, and the complexion of the element in favors, like the work we have in hand, most bloody, fiery, and most terrible.
Enter Cinna.
Stand close a while, for here comes one in haste.
'Tis Cinna. I do know him by his gait. He is a friend. Cinna, where haste you so?
To find out you. Who's that? Metellus Cimber?
No, it is Casca, one incorporate to our attempts. Am I not stayed for Cinna?
I am glad, Aunt. What a fearful night is this. There's two or three of us have seen strange sights.
Am I not stayed for? Tell me.
Yes, you are. Oh, Cassius, if you could but win the noble Brutus to our party.
Be you content. Good Cinna, take this paper, and look you lay it in the praetor's chair, where Brutus may but find it. And throw this in at his window. Set this up with wax upon old Brutus's statue. All this done, repair to Pompey's porch, where you shall find us. Is Decius Brutus and Trebonius there?
All but Metellus Cimber, and he's gone to seek you at your house. Well, I will hie, and so bestow these papers as you bade me.
That done, repair to Pompey's theater.
Exit Cinna.
Come, Casca, you and I will yet ere day see Brutus at his house. Three parts of him is ours already, and the man entire upon the next encounter yields him ours.
Oh, he sits high in all the people's hearts, and that which would appear offense in us, his countenance, like richest alchemy, will change to virtue and to worthiness.
Him, and his worth, and our great need of him, you have right well conceited. Let us go, for it is after midnight, and ere day we will awake him and be sure of him.
Exit.